Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, gang, and welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, we begin in the only place we could begin, and that is with the fallout from one of the greatest heavyweight fights of all time, where Tyson Fury smashed Deontay Wilder over in Las Vegas. The Gypsy King retained his WBC title in an absolute corker on TalkSport. This is how it sounded live as well, don't you know? All live.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. Words from the King, but who will we crown tonight? The time for talking is over. Will it be repeat or will it be revenge?
Cut from Fury, followed by the left hand. WBC heavyweight champion of the world.
Let's just say I'm the lineal champion of my era. I can only be the best of my day, and I've done that. I'm the best fighter in my era. I'm the generation fighter. I actually feel sorry for all these guys who's had to fight me. Because I'm in the dressing room at home, I'm not nervous. You know, it's a boxing fight to me. I feel sorry for them, because they're fighting the fighter of the generation, that's for sure.
On now to Tyson's promoter, Frank Warren.
Well, it was historic, wasn't it? Well, I've got to be honest, it's the best live heavyweight fight I've ever seen. It was just amazing that both of them showed such courage. They were true warriors, and it takes two guys to make a fight like that, you've got to take your hat off to both. Fantastic. Tyson has now established himself as the best heavyweight of his generation.
I thought he was quite magnanimous after, because he could have been lording it with superlatives, going, yeah, I'm the greatest and all that, but he didn't. He said, I'm the best of my era, which was superb. But actually, there's not many people you would bet against Tyson Fury in the ring of any era because of the size of the man. Mm. And he's got an amazing chin. He can box. But if he catches you, nearly 20 stone, you're going to stay down, aren't you? That's the thing. If he catches you, you're in trouble. So as a boxer, he's actually got everything.
And from Tyson Fury, down goes Deontay Wilder.
And we've got to appreciate just how good this guy is. I think in years to come, we're going to appreciate that this guy is going to go down in history as one of the all-time greats. He's the full package. Look at the build-ups to the fight. The guy brings it. He's just got the ultimate talk. Like, you know, he's just pure entertainment. When he fights, he backs it up.
This 6'8", heavyweight, destined to become a great, trains in his own way.
Fourth round was just wild. You know, the second time he was knocked down, he looked towards the neutral corner.
Big run for Deontay Wilder. Down goes Tyson Fury. On his back. He rolls up to his knees now. Climbs to his feet in that red corner.
And that's not his corner. And at that point, I thought, you know, he's got a real problem here. But he seemed to recover from it quite quickly. And then really gave Wilder a bit of a shellacking from round six onwards. And somehow he managed to stay in there. I don't know how, because he was getting hit. Some big, big shots.
I was walking in Vegas. I was walking with my feet on the field. I was walking in Vegas.
He's one of the greats. He has to be, just for what he's done. But that trilogy there, he boxed one guy three times and he boxed him three different ways. Wilder tried to do the same thing in every fight. seek and destroy. That's all he knows. And that's fair enough because it works for him. But Fury boxed him three different ways and really beat him, except for the first one was a draw, but we all thought he won it, to be honest. He beat him three different ways. Like, yeah. That's almost disrespectful.
I'm Fury. Tyson Fury, where you at, baby?
Everyone is obviously also going to be asking about AJ and whether or not that fight down the line could happen. Is that something that's still on your radar?
What a great fight that would be in the UK to get it back there. But at the end of the day, you know, the person who will make the decision is Tyson. He may even want to retire. Who knows what he wants to do, but it'll be his decision. And what he wants to do is that he calls the shots. He's the champion.
Have you heard a better story than the one of Tyson Fury? No, he's going to win. Only one Gypsy King.
And this is Neil Jones from the Stone Foundation, who bumped into John Fury before the fight. Not literally, obviously, otherwise he'd be quite a brave man. Anyway, here he is on Johnny Owen and Friends. Oh, look at me, I've got friends.
We went out for Neil Sheesby's birthday last night, our bass player, and we were walking down towards the jewellery quarter, and this red Merc pulls up right by the side of the road, and I heard this voice go, "Excuse me, lads, can you tell me where the NIA is?" And I bent down, it was Tyson Fury's old man. It was unbelievable. What? Unbelievable.
So we can only assume that there was a big screening of the
in Birmingham. The funniest thing was, because as I bent down, I went, "Blimey heck, it's Tyson's dad." And he sort of nodded his head. And my missus was walking down the road with all the girls, and apparently one of the girls said to her, who was that then? And she went, "Oh, I think it's one of Neil's mates." Like one of Neil's mates' dads, someone called Tyson.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why he's being cheeky. Why is he being cheeky?
And if you like your boxing, check out TalkSport's Fight Night podcast on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Basically, it's available where you got this one from. And if you stole this one, well, steal that one from the same. Don't steal anything. Anyway, on to Danny Kelly and the gang on the Trans-Europe Express reviewing France's victory over Spain in the Nations League.
France, I think if I read you right, Andy, you think that it's all very well talking about the young Spanish players. With the World Cup just a while away, you think that actually the team to beat is still France. And I wouldn't be in disagreement with that.
Exactly. The question is, Danny, can they get it right in the next year? If they can, they are the favourites to this. If France do start to fulfil their potential, which they fell so short of in the Euros, we're not in the situation where we are at the moment, where there's no real favourite for the World Cup. Which is where we are with, of course, the Netherlands rebuilding, with Italy going in a really good direction, but as I said, not quite convincing us that they're the completely dominant team in world football yet. With Germany rebuilding, you know, these are all imponderables. If France can get it right tactically, as you said, and they've been closer than they've been in a long time, not just in these two games, but in their last qualifier that they played against Finland. Okay, it was only a start, but it was an important start. Going to three at the back has been big for them, and finding someone who can play a left wing back in Teo Hernandez.
And after England's annihilation of the mighty Andorra, former Republic of Ireland striker Tony Cascarino claims this generation of Three Lions players is very special. Or as Tony would say, very special. Is that how he sounds? That's Danny Kelly, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Have you mentioned my Trans-Europe Express?
I just did that.
Thank you.
Foden chipping the ball forward. That's a great ball. Saka making the race inside the penalty area and finishes it brilliantly. And again, it's the artistry, the vision of Phil Foden that sets things up for England.
I mean, I look at England and think, wow, what a group of players they've got. You know, and Foden was injured during the summer and sort of never really got going in the Euros. And it was obviously a problem, but we know how good he is. England are very blessed with the amount of players that are absolutely top quality.
On now to the Wales gaffer, Robert Page, ahead of their crucial World Cup qualifier with Estonia.
The game against Turkey all fell together for us. And again, we could have scored more goals. And I'd say against the Czech Republic, we could have scored three goals again. You know, so we've got to be a bit more clinical in our finishing. And when we get the opportunities, we need to punish teams. On another day, we could have won that game 3-1. Yeah, there's a lot of positives come out of that performance, but it's important now that we're consistent in that level of performance and replicate it again on Monday.
Now, England head coach Chris Silverwood has been speaking after announcing a 17-man squad for the upcoming Ashes series in Australia. which starts on December the 8th. All-rounder Ben Stokes is not included, and Silverwood said he's under no pressure to return.
Right up in the block hole, and Stokes has dismissed it beautifully through wide, long on for four.
Ben is moving forward. The communications I've had with him, you know, I mean, he's definitely more upbeat. But what I will say is there'll be no pressure from me for him to rush back. And when he's ready, I've said, when you're ready, you call me and we'll make a plan from there. So obviously there's no pressure from my end, and we're putting our date on it.
Now, the Atlanta Falcons beat the New York Jets 27-20 at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on TalkSport 2. So basically, the New York Jets were being a bit Spursy. Before the match, Falcons owner Arthur Blank, or Blankety to his mates, said he doesn't believe a London franchise in the NFL is likely anytime soon.
I don't think it's dead in the water. I don't think it's the first way that the NFL wants to expand now. I mean, the person to answer that question better would be Roger, but I would say that would be, I serve on, you know, six NFL committees now, and I chaired a number in the past, so I'm close to the thinking and what have you at the leadership level. And I think that, you know, they feel like the kind of rolling, bringing in teams, having them play here, et cetera, the fans enjoy that. They see different players, different teams, and, you know, so it's different exposure. But I don't think the thinking right now is to, you know, to bring in a franchise.
Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. And don't forget, of course, to clout that subscribe button. Tonight from 7 o'clock, it's Estonia v Wales, a World Cup qualifier over on TalkSport 2. And I'm back today, or tonight, on Andy Goldstein's Monday Night Football Special Sports Bar with JJ Akundi from 10 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.